Nebiel, episode 31.
32!
32. I'm not even getting the numbers right. Right. Oh, Nebiel, episode 32.
Episode 3-2. If a bingo caller was doing it, they might say, blocked loo. Smelly flu.
That rhymes. they both rhyme.
Yeah, well, that's why they'd say it, because they're a bingo caller and they have to do the rhyme. So
I don't know if this is an example of my status and who I am as a person, but never been to bingo.
That is definitely a part of your status, I think. Part of...
like a Facebook status. Mark Zuckerberg would ask me about it.
Yeah, he's probably sold that on.
I mean, he was probably telling Congress about it the other day.
Yeah,
well Senator, you'll find Benedict Jones from United Kingdom has never been to bingo. I know this because he is a free voter. You could pitch to him either side.
Wow, it's like I'm on the phone to Jesse Eisenberg.
I have been told that I am the actor of a generation.
Have you? Which generation is that? The fucking the shit Tudors. Bollocks generation. Am
the
I right?
The Tudors.
The Tudors. All right, fair enough.
Like a really shit episode of Blackadder.
Yeah. No, the Tudors one was all right. It was the first one. I think it's the worst one.
Which was that? That was medieval, wasn't it? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, the one with Brian Blessed in. What was I going to say?
How you been, Dave?
Going back to what we was originally saying. What were we saying? Oh yeah,
something racist.
No, it wasn't. I was attacking Zuckerberg. I think there's no. You've never had any adverts on your Facebook for bingo, have you? Gala Bingo or Foxy Bingo or anything?
I know, because they listen into what I say. So there's a lot of faps. I don't know what that's meant to refer to.
Didn't you have mature dating as well? That was...
No, because I don't say that out loud. I have more like...
Fair.
I have kind of faster. I don't know what they're selling there, just faster.
So it's just
probably,
picking up
probably
keywords.
Faster internet.
Yeah.
Probably faster internet. Oh, faster.
Yeah. Or urns. You've had adverts for urns, haven't you? Fucking hell, that got dark.
Since we've been doing this podcast, they've been trying to sell me eels a lot.
That's funny. I got a parcel the other day just filled with nebs.
What's a neb, Lee? Go on, what's a neb?
It's
just the end of pens, isn't it?
I was literally going to say, sometimes you get on pens that little soft bit. Not on all pens. There's only a few of them that have it, but it's that little soft bit. That's what a neb is.
Yeah. Well, basically, there was Daniel Neb, and he invented it, the original pen nib.
Yeah.
But then his cousin, Igor Nib, basically invented the better nib for the end of your pen.
Oh, really?
And fucking Daniel Neb was fucked over.
Oh, that is interesting. You see, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Read it in the Times the other day.
Mm. Well, the more you know, the more you know.
The more you know, the more you know, yeah.
Exactly. So...
How's life with you?
Yeah, not bad.
Well, Lee, I've got something fun.
Oh, okay.
I heard that you were quite upset about a certain thing. So if you listen very closely to this, I've got something to play to you.
Okay,
you listening?
I hope so.
Just like
hiya, it's Lee Wilkinson, Scarlett Mufford's boyfriend. I'm just wanting to apologise to the other Lee Wilkinson who keeps getting tagged in articles by the Daily Mail and the Sun. This is the real Lee Wilkinson. Cheers, bye.
So, let me explain what this is. Basically, there's a guy who's going out with Scarlett Moffat called Lee Wilkinson.
Scarlett Moffat!
Which is your name, and you told me that you've been tagged in a couple of articles on Daily Mail and The Sun that he's actually mentioned in.
Yeah, I've been mentioned several times. Well, not tagged it. Other people have sent me them or tagged me in things.
Yeah, and I thought it was really funny. So I slid into Lee Wilkinson's DMs on Instagram. And I, while he was in Florida with Scarlett.
Is that actually him?
Yeah, 100%. I've got his email address now. We could turn it into a regular thing. No, we won't. We won't. But yeah, while he was in Florida with Scarlett for Anton Deck Saturday Night Takeaway, the season finale, I slid into his DMs and he went, yeah, I'm up for it. So he emailed me a voice note.
Please send me a link to the video. That is going every. That's content.
It's only audio. It's only audio, but it's still brilliant.
It's content in itself. Thank you very much, Ben. We can do something with this.
I thought you'd like that.
I love it.
The real Lee Wilkinson, as he calls himself, which is funny because he's just given you promotion for your Instagram.
He has. Oh, wow.
Oh, brilliant.
I don't even know what to say off the back of that.
I can tell. It's really stumped you, hasn't it?
Mm. It really has. Oh. I've just had a little bit of Easter egg to calm my nerves.
Are you shaking because he knows your name?
Yeah. He knows that I'm the same as him.
No, you're not. He's this really buff guy from Newcastle.
Yeah, we're the same person. How are you, man? Scarlett Moffat, I'm just like... gonna go and hit that gym. Oh, I just lifted a 25k. Oh, it's dead easy. Hey, pass us that Jager bomb. I'm gonna smash that, boys.
You just sounded Jamaican at the end. Boys?
Boys.
Boys. You go off to get some new tattoos as well. So yeah, he's got full sleeves.
Oh man, I'm gonna go and get some absolute peng tats. They're gonna be fucking mint.
Oh, brilliant.
I go to a man called the Ink Doctor. So right next to Greg's, you know the one I'm talking about.
Brilliant. What? Have you got an ad for this week?
Oh, yeah, we have got an advert, actually. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'll just put the clip in 1 second. Right, okay, I've put the tape in. Good evening. My name is Robert Mugabe. And I just want to say, I wouldn't be the man I am today without Facebook. I know it's going through some hard times, but please, please, give it some chance. I'm sorry on behalf of Zuckerberg and all the people of the bad things that have happened with it. And you know me, the warlord, grand general, superior admiral of the world, Robert Mugabe, would not endorse anything lightly. And just to back me up, I have my good friend here, Rylan Clark, to further back my statement up in this endorsement. Hello, it's me, Rylan Clark. Just to let you know, I've been on Facebook for years. Years and years and years. And it's the best bloody thing in the world. I mean, behind closed doors, I'm a bit of a lad. I'm always talking about my knob and never regions. But Facebook have never let any of that out. They've never let any of that out. I've never had adverts for knobs or anything like that. So I think... it's a good idea to keep going with Facebook and fuck this Twitter bollocks off, alright? Now back to Robert Mugabe. So as Rylan just said there, I think it's a fantastic organisation and I'd just like to endorse it further, being the premier social network. Thank you, and you be good now. Well, by the way, is anyone interested in buying any ivory or anything? No, 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 no. Now's not that time, Bobby. Now's not that time. There we go. That was a quick advert there from Robert McGarvey and Rylan. And a little cameo there by David Dickinson.
Dickinson, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lee. Should we start the show?
Yeah, let's get it out of the way.
let's just get this out of the way. I mean, let's all go home, really.
Yeah.
Nebiel 32. Big up.
Oh, that was good. That was good, Ben.
Theme tune.
Do you expect them to put in rubber gloves if they're not going to fill them with marshmallows then?
The thing is, like, I think top three things to go in rubber gloves: marshmallows, treacle sauce, and custard. It's in that order. And if you don't have those, what are you going to put in?
That is no, your argument there is bang on.
It's basically Wes Anderson's, like, top thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I talking about, I saw Isle of Dogs. I don't think we talked about it, did we?
Oh, have you seen it? I haven't seen it yet.
I saw
it
2 weeks ago.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's not my favourite Wes Anderson film, but it's a solid, like, mid-range one.
I really love stop motion, which is why I'm not sure if I want to see it.
Why?
Because if it's crap, I'll be upset.
No, it's very good for stop motion.
Okay, that's good then.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, go do it for stop motion, mate.
Lee,
there's a bit in it, a bit where this guy makes sushi, and it's only a 30-second clip, and apparently it took 8 months to make.
Bloody hell. It's like making a baby.
Almost. That's 9 months.
I know. Lee, we got some big news, don't we?
Okay.
Yep. So you might have seen this in the newspapers or the news, but a man in Romford was shot and killed by police.
Yes.
Because he was carrying a weapon.
Sadly, it
turns out that was actually Mark from Romford, long time fan, long time author, long time writer into the show,
long time contributor to the show.
We've lost one of our core listeners.
Exactly.
Rest in peace, Marcel, who resides in Romford, no longer.
You're a hero. Heaven's gained another angel.
But you'll probably remember his first ever letter. I think it was back in August. It was ages ago, actually.
Yeah, long time ago.
I remember when Mark from Romford wrote in.
He said,
"There's nothing wrong with me, but if something was to happen to me, would you look after my mum?"
Oh God, I hadn't thought of that.
And so something has happened to him. He went on a killing spree because he was obviously upset with finding out his mum was a bit of a slut.
As I say, heaven's gained another angel.
And so, Melanie's on her way to come live with us.
Is she? Yeah. So how's this going to work then? Is she going to have like one week with me, 1 week with you?
Yeah, much like a child, we're going to share the custody because we're adults and Melanie's well-being comes first.
Exactly. I agree. We are adults at the end of the day.
Yeah. So Melanie's on her on the train now to come live with me first, because obviously Romford and London nearby.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she'll make the trip up north to you.
Where's she sleeping?
She's going to sleep with me. No, she's not. I know what she's like.
She's got wandering hand syndrome.
She's going to sleep at, yeah. She's going to sleep in the bathtub, Lee.
She's going to sleep in the bathtub.
Yeah.
That's not a way to treat an old woman.
Well, I heard she's not actually that old. So, Lee, have you decided when Melanie's going to sleep in your house?
I've got like three ladders, and I thought if I put them in a row, just put like some
climb
pillars,
to the moon
pillars down. She could just sleep across the top of those.
That actually sounds really comfortable.
No, it does. It's like a bunk bed.
Do you remember bunk beds?
Do you remember bunk beds?
I remember bunk beds.
I always, as a
I
kid,
still had one until I was about.
Oh, sorry.
We've actually talked over each other there.
Oh, dear. What's going on there?
Oh, we're doing a podcast, Lee. I sat on one when I was. I slept in one till I was 17.
What?
A bunk bed, yeah.
With your sister?
I slept on the. No, by myself. Top bunk, bitch.
Oh, fair. I always wanted one when I was a kid, but one that where you sleep above and then you've got like loads of storage underneath.
Okay.
Do you know the ones
that was
you...
mine?
Was that your
mine had a sofa? Mine had a sofa underneath that you could turn into a bed.
Boy.
So when I had friends over, they slept on the bottom, and I'd roll over and go, "All right, sleepovers are fun, aren't they?" And then they would go, "Yeah, Ben, having the best time ever."
And then
let's
you would
go
wet the
cereal
bed and it would dribble on him.
Yeah, let's go have cereal and go have fun. I've got someone that wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay, yes, please.
Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Hello, Lee Wilkinson speaking.
Hello, I already knew that. Hello?
Hello.
I already knew who you were. Why aren't you responding to me?
I'm causing a sense of authority between us. I didn't like...
Are you trying to do a power move?
I exactly am. I didn't like your confidence going into that, the arrogance I sensed, so...
Do you want to know how I know who you are?
Go on, then.
Do you want to know who I am?
Go on, then.
I'm Bark Muckaduck.
Yahoo!
Bark Muckaduck.
Bart, like Simpsons.
No, bark as in a woof woof dog.
Oh, like the centre of a tree.
Bark.
Okay.
Rhymes with Mark.
Yeah, but
unrelated. It's... Same as Muckaduck. Rhymes with Zuckerberg. But let's not go there.
Okay, let's not. Bark. Wagwan.
Yes. Well, basically, I want to tell you about my evil plan.
Okay, yeah, let's get it out of the way then. Come on.
Well, basically, I realised that Mark was Zuckerberg was making a lot of money by selling people's data on Facebook.
Right, I've just realised why you called Bart Zuckerberg. Muckaduck, whatever.
Muckaduck, yes, thank you. Well, I realised that if I sold people's data, I would make a lot of money.
Okay. So what you're going to do then, Duckerfurt?
Well, I realised that if I found people's data, I would be able to sell it. But then it was dawned upon me, how do I get people's data? They're not going to sign up to another social media platform.
Yeah, as Brenda from Bristol would say, not another one!
I do a good impression of her. God. Not another one.
Yeah, that was a good impression. I didn't expect that from you, Mr. Duckerfuck.
Thank you. Then I was in a bit of a predicament, as you can imagine, Lee.
Oh, I can imagine, Mr.
So my next step was to figure out a way of obtaining people's data. Do I go through the census?
Yeah.
Or do I go down a more abstract route?
Oh, abstract.
Well, then I realized why everybody owns a Leavers hoodie.
I don't.
Do you not? I'm pretty sure you had one from the Prunts school.
No, I genuinely didn't. But
You're kind of fucking up my segment.
I know I am, so I'm going to carry on.
Okay, well, I realised that everybody had a Leavers hoodie, and on that Leavers
Apart
hoodie
from
has a
me.
year you left school and every single person's name from that year.
Yeah.
So a quick Google on the old eBay, and I managed to purchase lots of individual Leavers hoodies.
All right. Okay.
I've got Leavers hoodies from Manchester, from Leeds, from Beckenham, from Glasgow, all over the country,
Where
all with
else?
people's names and when they left school.
Where else? I want to know some more places, if that's all right.
Wandsworth, Brighton, Nottingham, Newcastle, Birmingham, Southampton, Wolverhampton, Portsmouth, St. Ives, Isle of Wight, Isle of Man, Isle of Skye,
Isle of Dogs.
Belfast, yes, the Isle of Dogs in London, Greenwich, Gloucester, Tewkesbury, Stroud, Cirencester,
What about Hull?
Bath, Bristol, yes, Hull.
What about Camden?
No, not Camden.
Okay. Still got
There
to
were
get that
no
one.
leavers between the year of 2000 and 2013.
Okay, fair enough. What about Aberdeen?
Aberdeen, Aberdon't.
Okay, right, I've got a big enough list now. Thank you for that. That's just filled my information
Well,
in.
basically, the simple thing is, I'm going to just snick this thing and I'm going to make it good.
Okay.
It's going to work, and you're going to feel like a right plonker when I
Why am
own
I going to feel
half
like
of
a
the world.
plonker?
Well, I'm going to have lots of data and lots of money, and you won't.
Yeah, to be fair, I do feel a plonker even you just saying that.
I've got your data.
Oh no, don't. Stop plonking
At the
me.
moment, though, I am in a huge amount of debt.
Oh no.
Well, I realised that I bought a few too many of these Leavers hoodies, and they went for an average of £8, with a postage and packaging bringing it up to £10. And I bought 7,000 of them.
Shit. On toast.
I just hope the data goes for a lot.
All right. I do as well. Who do you think will buy this data?
I'm thinking Theresa May. She's going to struggle at the next election.
So she needs some data.
Yeah, I mean, if she knows that that Steve Michaels went to Stroud Sixth Form College and left in 2014, that's probably going to help her.
To be fair, I don't think it is.
Oh, bloody hell.
I
Oh, bloody
don't
hell.
think that's gonna
Lee,
help.
help me. I'm in so much
Have
debt.
you just realised this is a really stupid idea?
Oh, Lee. Lee, what am I going to do?
I don't know, but I'm quite glad that you made the realisation on the podcast, otherwise this segment wouldn't go very far.
Lee, are you, can you lend us a fiver, mate?
No, I think you've got yourself into this mess.
Can I stay with you?
No, I've got Marcel from Romford's mum staying with me soon next week.
Oh, can I go on alternate weeks?
And you could live at Ben's house the other times.
Yes,
I'll see
I'm
what I can
quite a
do.
good decorator.
You're
I can
quite.
decorate your house.
It's already decorated, mate.
Oh,
Oh dear.
I can mow your lawn.
You're in £70,000 worth of debt.
Oh, I thought it was only £700. I'm not very good at maths, you see.
I can tell you're not very good at very much, are you? I'm very glad you feel like the plonker now and not me.
How the tables have turned, one would
Exactly.
say.
In just several sentences.
The underside of a table's not very nice as well.
No, it's not.
It's
It's got coffee
chewing gum,
stains. Yeah, chewing gum.
carvings,
It's got a
the
dirty
under
fork
the.
that's been there for a while.
Oh no, the underside of tables are not good.
No, they're not. I'm sorry. I think we should probably hang up because I don't know if you can afford the phone bill, really.
Oh fucking hell.
Oh,
Oh God, I heard that. That did not sound like a fun call for you.
No, bloody hell, it was like I was a bloody oh, what are they called? A Good Samaritan.
Psychiatrist? Oh, Good Samaritan. Yeah, you're not allowed to do the hanging up.
No, but thankfully they did.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, I can go for a wee.
That's what they're thinking at Samaritans. Do you
Yeah.
think they just between like cups of tea, they just put the mug underneath the desk and like wee in that?
Oh, definitely. 100%.
When it's like 2 in the morning and there's like 3 others of you in the office.
I would have thought
You
it.
ever phoned up Samaritans, Lee?
No. Have you?
No.
Why would I?
Don't know.
I'm the
I remember you were
sunshine
pretty
kid.
upset after you got you failed your degree.
I didn't fail my degree. Where the fuck did you get that from? Is this data that Bart's been selling you?
Yeah, it's just you weren't on the Leavers hoodie from Salford. I
Oh.
don't remember seeing your name there, Lee.
Was the Leavers hoodies for us?
Yeah.
Was there actually? I never saw one.
Yeah, it was like you know the Salford colours, the purple and yellow, isn't it?
I thought it was,
But
I've
the
seen
yellow is
black and
inside the
red
hood.
Salford hoodies, but from different subjects.
Oh, ours were purple and yellow, and then the yellow was like inside the hood, and the writing was in yellow, but the hoodie was purple.
No, I never saw any of them.
It said batter on the front.
I'm glad I didn't. It sounds disgusting.
It's not real. I'm just having you on.
Oh!
Oh, we're all about the pranks on this show.
Oh, mate, I just got pranked.
Oh, I'm like Ashton Kutcher. Sign the
Oh.
release form, you dickhead.
I've signed it.
Apparently, with that show, they filmed like loads of them. And they like at least a third of them they weren't allowed to use because at the end of it, the person was so pissed off they wouldn't sign the release form.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's what I'd do. I'd be like, fuck you, I'm not signing it.
Do you want
Anything, go for it. Pick at random, do it.
Okay.
Three, two, one,
Well,
go.
this is a new segment. It's called Headlines, so it's just I'm just going to read some headlines out. Is that all right? As if it's like a news segment.
Do you want to do anything or just headlines?
It's just news, mate. So
Just news. I like news.
okay, so we've got big music. Da, da, da! No, that's not news music, because it's do-ga-do-ga-do-ga-do-ga-do-ga-do. No, that's the bit that goes
No,
underneath.
that's like the
That's
bed
the bed,
underneath. So
yeah.
like this is the news.
Boom. Yeah, no, that's good. Brr, brr, brr. That'll do for the that's a good news
And then
going
there might
into a
be a
bed.
bong. There might be a
Oh,
bong.
yeah. Brr, 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 boom, 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 boom,
Oh,
boom.
after you read out a headline and I'll do a bong at the end of it.
Okay, and could you do brr, 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 brr as the
I'm probably
bed?
not. I could try and do it all the whole way through. Okay.
Okay, so are you ready? So I'll do the little bit of an intro, and
Go on, intro.
then you do a bong at the end of it, and then do a burp 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 bed. Okay.
Okay. I think we've had the production meeting. Let's do
Yeah,
it.
let's do it. Okay. Bum 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 bum.
Bong.
Trump tweets, "Fuck you, vodka drinking twat flannels. This is America and we do what we want."
Dun 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 dun
Brexit.
bong.
Alan Titchmarsh suggests that we should keep our eye on the French. They've been quiet for a little while. Brexit. Judy Finnegan reveals her new favourite crisps are the Walker's Max Paprika flavour. David Dickinson orders a lorry load to go to her house. Richard is not happy.
Dun, 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 dun. Bong.
Brexit. And there'll be another news update at 1:30.
Dun, bong, bong.
I enjoyed that.
Bong,
oh, bong, bong,
bong.
It's like
bong.
Fireworks. It's like New Year's Eve. There we go. Did you like? I like
sounds
that feature.
Like, the worst ever scat man.
Skibbity bop bop boo, wop bop bada boo, wop bada bitty bing bop boo.
Maybe we should start an a cappella scat group.
I would quite like to do every week do a little scat song. Maybe this could be a new feature.
Can do a better West Country accent than you, but that's beside the point. All right, my lover.
All right, my lover. I think mine's still decent.
Oh, it's very good. It's just like you don't have the region, the home team advantage.
Okay, fair.
It's like you're an away team in this area.
you did start well on a nice football reference, and then you went off it. You're the away team. You know when the away team's there and the fans are there's not as many fans.
You know when the away team they've got less fans in the stadium arena.
Yeah, and they're not
quite
used
sure what's
to like
it.
The pitch anyway, and it could be sloping or something.
And they're wearing different t-shirts.
Yeah, they're
to the
different
other team.
Colour this week, so they might get confused.
And they had to get on a bus to get to this place, so they probably travelled a couple of hours, and that's quite hard.
Yeah, there might be a bit of motion sickness or something going around the squad.
And if they've flown, that might be harder. You know, if you're the away team, that means you haven't.
Yeah,
you're not playing in your hometown.
Like so Guildford United, if they was going against Barcelona, they might have like travel sickness or something.
Yeah, that's quite a long way to go, isn't it? So You're Guildford in this, and I'm Barcelona.
That was good. I quite enjoyed that riff.
So did I.
Have you got anything else?
Mainly because I didn't have to do much acting, because I don't know much about football. Oh, they were all in the office today, because I share the office with the four people.
Yeah, they were throwing the bollocks around.
Well, we were downstairs, and they're like, and they literally just had the TVs on all the time. But there's this one guy. Oh my god, he just doesn't have. He only has one volume, and it's shouting so loud. Fucking horse racing's on right now. Does anyone want to watch fucking horse racing?
Have you seen Alan Brazil in the flesh yet?
Yes, I've also seen what's his name? The guy that is on EastEnders, the bold one, Jake, something, Jake Wood.
Oh right.
He came into the office the other day. So, oh, you fuckers.
But yeah, Alan Brazil's like, is the most red-faced man in the world. I don't know how he goes half an hour without having a shot of whiskey.
I had to make a video for TalkSport the other day. I've got a couple more days of them. But I had to make Ray Wilkins, one of their presenters, died. The footballer.
I know Ray Wilkins, mate.
I did not. and I had to make a tribute video for him. They were like, put loads of sad music on it, make it sad. So I did. And it got a lot of views. Like, a lot.
Oh, good.
Like, 400,000 a lot.
Wow. How did you feel about that? You're the content creator of that.
It was a bit weird because it's Talk Sport and I'm not really into sport.
What song did you put on? Did you put, what's his name? Jules, I forgot his name now. All around me are familiar faces.
Oh, that would have been so good. I didn't want to get done for copyright, so I just used that website Jeff told us.
Fair play. Right, should we move on? Have you got anything else for us, Ben?
Let me check. No, but I actually need a wee. Would you be able to quickly fill? I genuinely do need a wee.
Right, okay.
Can you sort something out? Yeah. Right, I'll be back in a minute. Bye. Okay.
Well, I've actually got quite a bit, but I don't really want to do most of it. Like, I've done a poem that's rubbish and a couple of little talking points that were a bit naff. So I'm just going to have a quick look at my phone. Baseball got a new free pack on my Supercards game. Oh, Adam, friend of the show, has just messaged me asking where I got this meme from. Dank meme. I don't know, mate. Someone just shared it. Funny though, innit? That's who else have I got? Oh, I've got Charlie, my friend Charlie messaged me. Friend of the show, my girlfriend's messaged me. I made a cute date night for us the other day. That was nice.
Oh, I'm back.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm just filling the time. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's all content. Have you got something for us?
I've got something we can end on. I've got, because we haven't done really any regular features from me, so I've got vivid questions here.
Yeah, just go, just fire them out, mate. Let's
It's just the vivid, the only one. So I didn't, I'm just a bit bored of the wrong answers only. Sometimes they're good, but sometimes they're just.
Yeah, it's hard to get. And I'm not really in an improv mood today. I don't think. Oh, I think I'm too tired.
Oh, fair play, mate. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm not on my best form, I don't think.
Oh, don't put yourself down.
Shut up.
Don't you dare put yourself down.
I'm actually choking up.
Good.
I'm going to cry.
So, I'll quickly ask you this. How about Celebrity Big Brother?
How about it?
How about it? How about Celebrity Big Brother?
Fun experience. Wish I hadn't done it, though.
Why do you wish you hadn't done it? Let's get into this. Hard neck journalism, hard hitting stuff.
Denise Welch, hard to be around. Michael Madison, really hard.
Not to be around. He's just hard.
Yeah, I mean, whenever he went out to the pool area, I was like, "Where is he? Where is he?"
Right. Okay.
And then I'd go out, and he was just there because what?
nothing, mate.
What did you say? What did you say?
So I can see what you mean about not being on form.
Shut up. I don't know what to say to a Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh. Well, that was a question asked to Les Dennis.
Les Dennis? Did he do Big Brother?
Years ago. This is an old interview.
I need it. Which year did he do it?
I reckon it was a guess around 2008.
Right, guess the year and off 1980.
No, 2008.
Shit. Oh, I completely forgot this, that he was married to fucking Amanda Holden.
Yeah, he was. For quite a while as well, weren't they?
4 years. And then they'd like, it's been off and on, but oh my god, how odd. so weird. He did the second series of UK Celebrity Big Brother, whichever one that was, what year.
Well, surely it'll say the year on Wikipedia.
Alright, I'm just trying to find it, mate.
Maybe it's a bit earlier than 2008. I'll re-evaluate. 2006? Can you not read?
No, it's just taking me ages to find it on the thing. Oh, no, mate, you're way off.
When was it?
2002.
Oh.
Les Dennis is commonly remembered for his depression during the series following his split from wife Amanda Holden. I will give you £5 if you can remember one other person that was in it.
Are they all... Do you know anyone else from it?
Surprisingly, a few of them, yeah. I met one of them last week.
Well, I imagine, like, the first couple of series having fairly well-known people on it, and then it going downhill fast.
There's one really well-known person, which I'm surprised that she actually did it.
Give me a clue.
£5 goes away if I give you a clue.
Okay, that's the price I'll pay.
In a very famous duo, comedy duo.
Was it Dawn French?
No.
Was it?
I would be really shocked if she did it.
Was it
no,
Jennifer Saunders?
No.
Oh.
what the hell? It is a woman, though.
Well, yeah, you said she.
Oh. Mate, I'm so tired.
I forgot her. What's her name? Bloody Sue Perkins.
Oh, well done, yeah.
But you have to think, they only got big, like, massive because of Bake Off.
Yeah, I mean, this one only went for 10 days. Do you want to know other people in the house?
Go on, then. Give us a read.
Anne Diamond, who hosted Good Morning Britain on TVAM.
Yeah.
Goldie, the DJ.
Oh, that's a good one.
Les Dennis. Mark Owen from Take That.
Yes, that's a good one as well. This is a good lineup.
He won it.
He won it. Mark Les Owen. Came up. Little Mark Owen. That's Mark Owen. I'm the one sometimes people forget. But it's all right. I'll be on the next series of Nevermind the Buzzcocks without a. What do you mean it's not on anymore? Oh.
I'm just in background now, just doing my thing. Melinda Messenger was third place.
Oh, fair.
She was the one I met last week.
Was it? Did she have a nice time?
She's all right.
She's all right. Okay. Well, on that note, should we wrap up this episode?
Oh, this has been a weird one. I'm sorry about that.
I think it's had ups and downs. Editing's a beautiful tool.
Let's get the admin out of the way, like every other podcast has.
Yeah, what have you got coming up at the minute, man?
So we're going to do like 5 minutes of admin at the end of the episode, like every other podcast seems to do at the moment.
Yeah.
First bit of thing is we've just got a new website, nebiel.com, if you want to head to that.
Yeah, at the minute it's a bit poor, but we are making it better as soon as we can. Well, by the time this goes out, hopefully there'll be something else on there.
Hopefully there'll be something, at least one thing.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's just the episodes, but we're going to start uploading drawings, poetry, comedy.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, it depends. It's up for interpretation, that last one, but yeah.
But it's every Nebiel's episode's up for interpretation.
Exactly. We leave it to you, the listeners, to work out what you think.
I know several people who haven't found any of the episodes funny.
Exactly. And all those people are now dead.
Well,
Thank you, Mark from Romford.
Mugabe's close.
Yeah, but he finds it really funny, so.
And what else? Oh, yeah, we're going to have an app soon. No, we're not. I don't know what we'd put on an app. Why people would download it? That'd be a good way of stealing data.
That would be a very good... Bark!
the Nebiel app?
Yeah.
What would you put on the Nebiel app? Just lots of dick pics. Nipple pics. Just constant page 3 photos, but only of you.
Yeah. Yeah, we could...
Hi, I'm Lee. I'm 23. I'm from Mansfield. Or 22.
Would have a little part of it called Guess the Schlong. And it'll be a picture, like loads of pictures of our knobs, and you have to guess which one goes to which.
Neb or eel.
Oh, that's definitely an eel.
And the third one would be an actual eel. But, oh, tricked you. It's an eel.
Okay. On that note, I think we are done with the plugs, aren't we? Our Twitter feeds, at LeeWilkinson5 and...
Benedict Jones 94. Oh, and you can see me live. I'm playing at the Costa Coffee in London next week.
I heard you're getting paid a lot. I'm doing a
short set. I'm going to be doing a short improvised set with the waitress, where I order a coffee, and that's going to be the scene.
That sounds good. To be fair,
I'll probably ask for a number, and she'll say no.
Oh.
Right, thank you. See you next week.
Bye.